More of Lake Effect Now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. The big news, of course, at the Milwaukee Art Museum is that its long-anticipated new addition is about to open, along with the rest of the museum, which was renovated at the same time. But there's still art to see between now and the grand reopening on November 24th.
The Calatrava wing has been open throughout the renovation process and currently houses a sweeping retrospective by the late American photographer Larry Sultan. Here and Home opened a few weeks ago and runs through January.
We met Sultan's widow, Kelly, along with photography curator Lisa Sutcliffe at the exhibition. I asked Sultan what it was like to see all this work in one place, considering how long she lived with Sultan and his art.
What is it like for you to see this work? You lived with this work, and you lived with a man who made this work. When you see it up here, what is it like?
Well, it's interesting to have the work become public when the work is also very private, because Larry's work tends to be emblematic of his love of daily life and the small details in daily life. So what he's picturing are the things that trigger him that end up being very specific, but in their specificity they trigger general memories for everyone. So it's quite a treat to see something very much about home and private life become public and then go back to the private life of the people who are looking at it.
My reaction to it is I know these people, even though, of course, I don't.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's what he was hoping for. And as he said, it's kind of like taking a bite of a Proustian Madeleine, where the specificity of what he's imaging becomes something that you recognize in yourself. And there's a common thread throughout the disparate bodies of work of triggering personal memory and questions about belonging and where home is and how you define family.
And what home is,
exactly, Bonnie.
With that kind of specificity and that kind of very personal thing, how did he work with his subjects? I would imagine that it might be difficult to get people to agree to let someone in to something so private.
That's an interesting question. He worked in general with a lot of self-doubt and anxiety and open-ended questioning, which he was not shy about hiding from his subjects and or his students, actually. Specifically with pictures from home, where he was working with his parents over 10 years, he invited them to participate actively, and in his way, that was a way of compensating for the betrayal he felt he was actually enacting upon them by being on the side of the lens that had the more power to image someone and stop them in time. And while he was in love with the concept of stopping them in time, and as he says so eloquently in some of his text that's in the museum in this exhibit, he says he wants them to be able to live forever. He also realizes that that stoppage of time is reductive and only images what he's seeing. So including them in their words, in their interviews, in the exhibit and in the book, Pictures from Home, he allows their perspective to be articulated and them to have their say. And there's an incredibly athletic dialogue going on between both his parents and Larry and throughout the exhibit.
I love that word, athletic. That sense of that give and take, but it being very physical as well as emotional and psychic.
Right. Yeah. There's a real slamming up against, as Larry said, of images where there's a private and a public. There's his father's public rise to success and early retirement because of his refusal to move back east from where he came. There's the private life of their own images through their home movies and their own scrapbook images that Larry used as an archive to bounce off his thoughts about the family and what his experience was. It's rigorous throughout, both image and text, with different voices, different layers, and in the end, you have to ask whose story is being told and by whom.
Well, Lisa, photographers, by what they do, as Kelly says, they sort of intrude. They have more power on their side. What makes Larry Sultan different from other photographers who are doing portraits, who have done portraits, who go into people's homes? From your curatorial standpoint, what makes him different?
Well, I think one of the most important things about Larry Sultan is that he is a constant collaborator. You know, whether he's collaborating with Mike Mandel in his early work in the 1970s, or he's collaborating with his parents, or he's collaborating with actors on a set, he really wants to make sure that they have a voice in the picture and that we as viewers understand that there are multiple ways in which to read a photograph, that you bring your own meaning to a photograph, and that from whatever perspective you come, you may have a different perspective on reading the picture. And I think that's what made Pictures from Home so influential. Larry was interested in deconstructing the idea of documentary and pushing and pulling at its boundaries to show that what he saw wasn't the only way to read the photograph.
There is that idea of documentary where just the fact that you, the photographer, you, the artist, are there, you've changed the reality that you're supposed to be documenting. And it sounds like what he was trying to do was both acknowledge that and then work with that very thing.
Exactly. He really wanted people to be aware of the fact that what he was photographing was ambiguous, that he was setting up something, and that there's a photograph of his father in the exhibition where his father's sitting on a bed. He's all dressed up. He looks like he is a bit wistful. And next to the photograph in the book is a quote from Larry's father that says, "I want you to know that's not me on the bed. I want you to know that that's actually you." So his father is saying to him, "You may have staged me that way, but you're photographing yourself."
Well, let's actually stand in front of a couple of photographs and talk about them specifically. Kelly, do you have any that you would particularly like to talk about and share with us?
Well, we might want to just take a quick look at Evidence, which was a 1977 book that was published in collaboration with Mike Mandel and a seminal work of art that the photography community had a lot of dialogue and interest in.
Okay, let's do that.
This is Evidence.
We are looking at black and white photographs. Are they actually evidence?
That's a documentary pit that we just fell into. They are evidence, and they are. But what they evidence is now up to you to decide, by virtue of the fact that Mike and Larry culled the archives of a vast number of federal and private agencies, from NASA to Sunkist Orange, where they look through the files of these different government and federal private agencies to see what was in their archive that documented specific tests or procedures used by their own internal photography department. So what they found were 4x5 negatives and 4x5 prints that they looked through, and out of 2 million photographs, they edited down 500, and from 500 down to between 50 and 60 approximately, images that went into a book called Evidence. And what they did was resequence these images in a way that removed them from their original context and invited you to bring your own story to what was being evidenced in the book.
So very early on, he was interested in having other people tell their story within what he was trying to do, it sounds like.
I mean, that's what makes this body of work so important, is that Larry and Mike were less interested in the fine print tradition at the San Francisco Art Institute, where they were both studying, and they were more interested in a kind of conceptual understanding of photography, that they could appropriate found images, and when they took them out of their original context, it suggested the multiple narratives that each photograph contains, and that the resequencing really creates a narrative about American culture that we can read, as well as sort of the ready-made kind of beauty of each object itself.
Yes, and again, that, like you were saying, Kelly, that we bring our own stories to the images that we're looking at.
Right. And I think that these actually had no sequence until Mike and Larry created the book. and the lack of context and the fact that they purposely chose images that were not easily decipherable, so that you were forced to come to the stand in front of this image and wonder what it was and create your own meaning in context to the diptych or the next page. And that's what brought meaning to the photograph. It wasn't about what the photograph was representing at the moment. It's about the way the photograph looks right now. So it is very much about putting the agency of the meaning in the lap of the viewer. And I think that agency is something that you can follow throughout the work, both collaborative and solo, where he invites the viewer to actually come and stand in front of whatever photograph you're looking at and make a decision for yourself about the story, and purposely leaving out enough detail so that it's not immediately descriptive and you're not being told what the photograph is. You're being invited to conjecture for yourself.
There's a kind of forensic quality in these pictures that you'll see continued throughout Larry's work. We're entering into a gallery of pictures from home, and these are the photographs that he made with his parents over the course of 10 years, and what you see here is a wall of his home movies. So he was inspired to make this work by watching his parents' home movies and really thinking about what the American dream means, what do we expect from families and from home, and what do these images say about the stories we tell about our families. And I think the reason these pictures are so moving is because we all take these photographs and we all tell our own stories about our own families.
Larry was very aware of the home as an alternative theater. He grew up in a house where, as he describes it, the furniture in the living room was a stage. I think that's something that a lot of people recognize in their own history as well. And the trappings of the good life were, in a certain sense, also a barrier to even just using the home. And there's an interesting picture here of his mother being caught in the curtain, in the window treatments that are elaborate and color-coordinated, just in an attempt to close a sliding glass door. She seems to be lost a little bit in her own home.
Almost a ghost.
There's that quality,
yeah,
as well. There's a,
yeah,
lot of different readings. So there's a lot of mystery in the home and a lot of theater in the home. And Larry was very aware of that and loved to call attention to something that we may not consciously acknowledge to ourselves, but hopefully in looking at the pictures, you recognize something that maybe you already knew but didn't know you knew.
When you look at these photographs yourself, what part of Larry do you see?
That's an interesting question. Larry was always interested in finding out more about who he was as a human being, as a son, as a father, and as a man, and as a teacher, and as an artist. And all of those roles were equally interesting to him. And in looking for answers, I think he realized that the best way to find those answers was just to ask the question out loud and to include people in that question. So he would make his uncertainty unknown and part of his practice. And as Lisa's articulated before, he was by very nature a collaborator. And whether he collaborated with Mike Mandel in the early 70s or whether he collaborated with his parents on pictures from home or in the other bodies of work, day laborers or porn stars on sets where porn films were being made, there was collaboration by inviting people to respond to those questions he was asking. So what I see is Larry asking a lot of questions.
Did he get his answers?
I think he got more in touch with what his questions were.
Which is probably a better way to...
Yeah. There are things that followed Larry throughout all of his work, and one was a sense of longing and a sense of nostalgia, a sense of wanting to approach every subject with an uncertainty, so that what he was exploring could be explored by the person seeing the photograph in the same time that he experienced it. There's a moment he describes about the definition of seeing, that you're really seeing something when you don't know what it is. And that moment when you can approach an image or an experience without really understanding it is that moment when you clearly see it, and it doesn't last very long. And the longer that he can help extend that moment by providing you with a mysterious but somewhat recognizable picture that isn't threatening, that it has detail that you recognize but you can't quite create the narrative immediately, is that moment when you're actually seeing. And so his interest is in making a really interesting picture about really nothing at all.
And making you see it.
And making you see it. And a picture in a, I think also in a highly charged setting, whether it's about an explosion going off in evidence, or an argument potentially brewing at home, or a suburban home where a porn film is being shot, or a backyard where someone may be intruding. Those are highly charged settings. And yet what he's hoping to do is to cool that down and have you spend time there and look at the details and examine really who is living there, what is it that you recognize, what is it that you are bringing assumptions to or projecting.
And I was going to say also recognizing that you belong there too in some way.
Absolutely. That's an essential point. And and then by doing all of that and answering and all those questions or asking the questions, you end up kind of circling definitions of home and family and belonging and comfort and discomfort and knowing and not knowing and public and private and stage and spontaneousness, and all those elements can be found throughout the exhibit.
All of
his work, yeah.
Well, this is amazing. I cannot wait to come back and actually really spend some time with these images. But I can't thank you enough.
Thank you, Bonnie. It's been a pleasure to walk through the show.
It has,
with you.
Lisa. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Bonnie. Thanks for coming in.
Lisa Sutcliffe is curator of photography at the Milwaukee Art Museum. Larry Sultan, Here and Home, is on display through January 24th.
Milwaukee is the exhibit's only venue outside Sultan's home state of California. Kelly Sultan is Larry Sultan's widow, and there is more information at WUWM.com.